Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
We're the Texas Trailhands from Fort Worth, Texas.
And you're listening to Clear Out West Cow Radio with Andy and Jim Nelson.
That's right, Texas Trailhands. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Hey, if you are interested in going to Argentina and Chile with
us on our
cow cruise, give Megan a call before July 1st.
That's
okay?
Right, yeah.
If you're thinking about it, give her a call before July 1st. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, here we go. A little farrier's
file.
All right. What do you got for us this week?
Well, we've got our 2 and 3 year olds growing, right? And they're doing pretty good.
Okay.
We got to get them out of the arena eventually, right?
Yep. Got to get out of the round pen.
So, because they're bored.
Yeah.
And what happens when horses and people get bored?
Oh, my gosh. They make mistakes.
Yeah. Well, they start fights.
Well, there is that. Well, that's a true statement.
But there is a problem inherent with a 2 and a 3 and some 4-year-olds.
Yeah. Okay.
The wall of the hoof is ever so thin.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So on your keg shoes, take a good look at where the nail seats are.
Yeah.
If they're inside too much.
Yeah.
There's some work that needs to be done.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and a grinder works fine.
There you go.
You know, if you need to spread that hoof so you can get that nail seat into the horny wall.
Yeah.
And not cause any issues or problems.
Well, and pay attention with the placement of your nail.
And the placement of the nail, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
And sometimes we have to use a smaller nail instead of the standard city head number 5.
Exactly. Yep, you may have to go to a 4.5.
Four and a half. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
And just pay attention.
Yeah.
To where your nail seats are, especially on these younger horses, because you can ruin a hoof pretty quick.
Man, that is some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's Five.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, can you say horny wall on the radio?
I did.
Yeah. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic.
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, and we are concerned with the
nails.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 8.
2941.
And only 3 nails.
There you go. Exactly.
Stay
right
out of the quarter.
Fewer nails, too. Yeah, that's it. Hey, let's have some more great music.
Oh, yes.
The Texas Trailhands are riding along with us. Yeah, allá el Rancho Grande.
Allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, te voy a hacer los calzones como los que usa el ranchero. Y los comienzo de lana, y los acabo de cuero, allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, used to sing it kind of like this. Well, I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffaloes wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm roping and I'm tying, I'm roping and I'm tying. Give me a ranch and some cattle, far from the big city's rattle. I want a big herd to battle, 'cause I just love herding cattle. Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía,
oh yeah, allá en el Rancho Grande. Good stuff.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we're talking about the Rancher's Code for the 21st century. We were talking about honoring our nation, the men and women who protect it.
We just celebrated 80 years since D-Day.
D-Day.
Right?
Yeah, sure did.
How many men and women paid the ultimate sacrifice?
We did not come home.
And did not come home.
So honoring the men and women who have served, awesome, and who are serving, outstanding, those who did not come home.
And why can they wave an American flag in France without being offensive?
Yeah.
And we can't in the U.S.
Anywhere here. Well, tell you what, I fly mine.
Every day.
Okay, should we talk about flag etiquette just a little bit?
There might be a whole show on
that. Yeah, I know. I just want to mention this. If your flag flies at night without being lit, get it lit. All right. Yes. And if your flag is rattered and tattered because it's been out for 10 years, replace it.
It's time for a replacement.
All right. Done. I'm finished.
Okay.
No more. All right.
Good. Carry on.
All right. Next code, serve as a steward of the land because the Lord ain't making any more of it.
Isn't that the truth? And if you're not a steward of the land, pretty soon you're in town working.
You'll be out of a job.
Yes.
Yeah. The best conservationists are those who use it. I'm a conservationist. I'm all about taking care of the land by using it and using it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an environmentalist, right, which means leave it alone.
No.
Right?
No.
We're going to talk some more about that.
We're going to have to.
But right now, we got to ditch out to another cowmercial. And the good news is when we come back, Elizabeth Ebert has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West radio show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.